The Hayom Yom for the 26th day of Iyar, which is also the 41st day of the Omer. Over here, the Rebbe brings down that we see that in the Torah, when the Torah records that one should rebuke, that one should rebuke his fellow, if you see somebody doing something wrong, you should rebuke him. So prior to that command of rebuking, there's another verse. The verse states, before it says you should rebuke him, you shall not hate your brother. What is the connection between rebuking and not hating your brother? So this, the Rebbe explains, is a condition, a necessary condition prior to rebuking. If and only if you don't hate your brother is when you can actually rebuke and allow to rebuke. It has to come preceded by not hating him. That is when you can rebuke. Only after you don't hate him, the Torah says, then you can rebuke him. Now, following the verse that you should rebuke him, the Pasuk writes afterwards, V'loy sisa olav chet. You shall not carry upon him a sin. What does it mean, you shall not carry upon him a sin? In the simple context, the way Rashi interprets it, it means that while you're doing it, don't embarrass him public when you're rebuking him, so that you don't carry for him, for doing so, a chet, a sin, while you're doing the rebuke. But the way the Rebbe teaches it over here, that you shall not carry a sin, meaning that if you see that you rebuked him and it didn't help, so what we're saying is here that if you weren't successful with your rebuke, don't blame the other one or the situation, but it must be that you are the one that is guilty. Don't carry a sin upon you. The Torah is saying to you, if you're not successful, don't carry a sin of you. That means that not being successful means there's something wrong that with yourself, the way you're saying it, that the words that you spoke weren't words from the heart, and therefore they didn't impact, and that's why they weren't successful. So the Torah is saying to rebuke him in a way that the leitis ol of chait, that you will not carry a sin, meaning that you will make sure that he'll be successful, and that make sure that you will speak words that come out from the heart. And even though the Rebbe doesn't say it over here, but it almost seems like when you're rebuking him with the condition of leitis nasachicha bilvavecha, if you're doing it in a way not out of hatred, but you're doing it out of love, then you will make sure that the words will be loisis olav chet. You won't carry sin, because then you will be successful and you will influence and you will be accomplishing what you want to do, set out to do with the chiyach techiyach.